I do want to say, though, that as we are right now, you know, at this day, as you hear this podcast, what's being made, you know, I do believe that we're safe to fly airplanes.
This is APA Communications Director Greg Overman, back with more regarding 5G. This time, APA President Captain Eric Ferguson and Safety Committee Chair First Officer John DeLue will address some of the issues specific to American Airlines, including the significant amount of pre-flight preparation this situation has created for our pilots. Gentlemen.
Thank you again, Mr. Overman, and thank you again, FO DeLue, for being with us here. So I just want to go back to the potential for interference and what that might look or sound like. Just a quick analog is, for those of us that remember, you know, over the air, rabbit ears on our TV, sometimes you'd hear CBs bleep through, right? Truckers talking on certain frequencies, UHF, you hear things like that. Early cell phones, you know, 2, 3G, you might, if you had it next to your clock radio, you'd hear it before it rang, it would start making noise through the speakers. So that kind of bleed over interference, though you might not be able to hear it, could still be introducing errors into the radar altimeter system, negatively affecting these vital safety systems in unknown ways, which of course cannot be tolerated. And you talked about the difference with the Airbus engineering versus the Boeing engineering. Very good, and I think very, very helpful. Right, so it's weight on wheels and wheel spin up and things like that for thrust reversers and again, spoiler deployment on an Airbus. So the limitations page, the company, the briefing pages the company published there in Mobile 365 were like 13 pages for the Airbus because it was much more limited on how it impacted the aircraft, though it certainly would affect things like, again, TCAS, GPWS, radio call outs, things like that could be affected in unknown ways. So we get that. So let's turn to that for a second. The Boeing, the NG and the MAX briefing packets were very, very large. First off, I want to thank our pilots for their professionalism here. I know there's no question it is irritating to have all this information thrown at you at the last moment. First off, we have to let the dust clear on this. We trust that nobody allowed the safety margins to be cut into, that they took their time to read these vital files as this thing has evolved, and some of which you really, if you're a Boeing person, have now been overcome by events for now. Again, we don't know how long the moratorium is necessarily on turning off these close-in 5G antennas. So until they work out all the engineering and all the testing, I think there still will be tension here, and we could be faced with this again before long. But I want to come back to the Read and Acknowledge. The Read and Acknowledge program is something that was agreed to by a series of letters between me and Captain Long and Captain Stone as well, that the company could use Read and Acknowledge when something was of such importance, and APA safety would be involved here, that vital to safety or security. And we thought that this rose to that level. It was the first real proper and official use of that since we sorted out how the company could use a Read and Acknowledge notification. It was a proper and approved use of that, but the burden it put on our pilots, the large number of pages that they had to read, is problematic. We respect that. We know that everybody did it anyway. Thank you for that. It is not off of our radar from a compensation standpoint. We do think that the membership should be compensated because, and I'll give you an example, our New York reps have brought this up. Delhi has 140 pages of mandatory briefing items. I mean, that's going to take people to really read and absorb that a lot of time that you weren't anticipated, that you didn't anticipate, and you may be assigned that flying. Maybe you didn't want that Delhi trip, but you still got to read all this. We know that there has been creep in this area. We will take it up with the company because we don't do work for free. This is a mutual benefit exchange in services that we offer as Pilots for American. We love, hopefully, our union. We respect our company, and we do our jobs as professionally as possible at all times, take care of each other, take care of our crew members, but we don't do it for free. So we're aware of that. The leadership's aware of that. I believe the company is aware of that too, but getting through this crisis, and that, again, I will say, was not the company's making, not Boeing, not Airbus, just this crazy tension between telecom and aviation industries and the safety of flight versus the convenience of the consumer. It was nuts, and we were caught in the middle, but our pilots, again, did not allow the margins to be degraded. They did what needed to be done, but again, we don't think that that should be free, and we'll hopefully work through that in the near future. So I know the board is aware of it. I'm aware of it. We're all aware of it, but we had to get the job done and deal with the circumstances. And we expect nobody would fly and proceed until they were ready to go. And if you didn't have time to review all this material before you got to the airport, so be it. If there was a delay, so be it. If you were able to get it done beforehand, terrific. But again, we know you take your job seriously and you don't apologize for it. And we don't expect you to. In fact, we admire you for doing it right.
Okay, Eric, thank you for that information. And, you know, as a safety guy, I try to stay focused on just the safety issues and making sure that our pilots have the latest information. I certainly agree with what you propose as far as making sure our pilots are going to be compensated and for what they had to do outside of that. I do want to say, though, that as we are right now, you know, at this day, as you hear this podcast that's being made, you know, I do believe that we're safe to fly airplanes. The hazard of the 5G antennas has been removed because they've not been turned on, as we mentioned. Boeing aircraft, you can continue operations as we did 48 hours ago with no restrictions. The same would be for our Airbus aircraft. I suspect within the next 24 hours at the latest, you'll have the same thing. Maybe not all the Airbus, but it'll be well known on your flight plan if you're allowed to do it. Once again, you know, the NOTAMs are still there, but you're allowed to fly with, because of these AMOCs we refer to, because the FAA has worked with the telecoms. They know where the towers are. They've approved it and said it's safe to fly. I do want to say, if you do get radio altimeter interference, please call emergency APA hotline. We need to know this. Follow up with an ASAP. And I know some of you have also reached out to me going, well, where have you been, safety? Did you not know about this? No, we didn't know about it. APA is a dues-paying member of the Radio Technical Commission for Aeronautics. It's called the RTCA. And we've been engaged with RTCA. A lot of the members on the safety team go to some of these conferences and these meetings. So we've been certainly well aware of it. So it wasn't a real surprise to us. But unfortunately, because of the changing nature of things going, we didn't feel comfortable putting out a new message every day, say it's coming. We think where we knew this was coming, it's just, how are they going to mitigate it? So Eric, I appreciate letting me kind of talk a little bit about it. It would be remiss if I didn't say that all the members, the 55 members of the APA's National Safety Committee, as well as all the safety folks from the domiciles, the domicile safety chairs from Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, they took their time to come out on the Martin Luther King birthday holiday at 4:30 in the morning to go through the sims. This, to me, we were able to do as best job we could to mitigate any of the risks. Unfortunately, a lot of information was required, but this was only done as a team effort. So we had a number of folks from APA volunteer, spend their time to do this. And my only thing as a sign off is, you know, thanks to all those individuals who spent their extra time on a holiday to do this, but also thanks to the membership, because it's great to see that we can still fly as professional pilots. We took the information. There were absolutely no incidents yesterday based on any 5G interference. And for those of you that wrote it up in the AMLs, made the ASAP reports, we thank you for that. And Eric, I appreciate your time. Over.
Thank you. Thank you, FO DeLue. John, again, I appreciate your shout outs to your safety team. Again, both national, local staff, everybody. Good work. I know you probably have slept almost none in the last week with this. Your emails have come in at all hours. And if the membership really knew what you were up to and how much work it took to get us to this point, they would be forever grateful. So thank you very much. And thank you, Mr. Overman. Back to you. And everybody stay safe, take your time, and don't go till you're ready.
Once again, thank you, Captain Ferguson and First Officer DeLue. And thanks to everyone who listened in on this highly informative discussion. That's it for now.